I would like to thank you and the Secretariat for showing these elements on screen. I think it is a very helpful and useful method. In fact, looking at this yesterday, I mean, we could see how far we have moved on these issues, but also how far we still have to go. And having listened yesterday to the different statements, we would also like to contribute some comments. The first bullet concerning the question of the emphasis of on technology rather than on weapons systems. We understand the argument of those that point out that we should start from systems rather than from technologies, although this second approach has its merits too. We think that the question lies with a combination of technologies with weapon systems. Emerging technologies are not good or bad in themselves. It is the use we make of them. Also, there are technologies that can be applied to many human activities. They may be dual use, or they may have been developed for completely different purposes than applied to weapon systems, or they may have been developed exactly having in mind a weapon system. So in this case, it is more difficult to conceptually separate the technology from the weapon systems. Anyway, we think that we can work on a different way to phrase these concepts. I think it is perfectly within our reach. Now, all the bullets read together in the different combinations, they give a characterization and definitions of laws that could be useful when considering completely autonomous weapon systems. In our approach, laws that operate completely outside human control and a responsible chain of command should be prohibited. However, the issue here is also, as far as we can see, bullet four and the type of force these systems apply. Is this any type of force, or should we qualify the force as lethal? And this brings us to a point raised by several delegations yesterday, in the sense that for us, as is the case for others, the main reference is IHL. We operate within the CCW, and the goal is to limit the use of certain weapons, to limit the use of certain weapons, and these limits are set by international humanitarian law, which is why we still have issues like others with the addition of lethal to autonomous weapon systems, for two reasons. One, what makes an autonomous weapon lethal? Is it because it has been conceived as such, or is it because it can have indirect lethal consequences, although these are not intended in its original design? And secondly, a violation of IHL can also happen when the consequences are not lethal. It can apply to grave injuries, or also, as someone noted yesterday, to damage to certain objects. We realize this question has been discussed over and over, but we believe that it remains relevant. On bullet three, we think that the three elements of identify, select, and engage are probably sufficient for what we need to cover. And on the final bullet, the word further is certainly key. We need to reflect on how specific we want to be when it comes to human intervention or involvement, whether it is necessary to refer to the individual operator and what that implies in terms of decision making, which is also why we look with interest at the definition of human agency. But this entire sentence, this entire definition, can form the basis for determining not only laws, completely autonomous systems, but also systems which will be regulated, which have autonomous functions. So, because if you remove or change one of the elements that made up the entire definition, then you have a system that is not fully automated and therefore, in our view, needs to be regulated. I thank you, Chair.